The last few weeks, I've been listening to a radio show. I don't think it's broadcast here in Australia, but it's broadcast all over the US and, of course, all over the world via the internet, called, I think it's just called the Alex Jones Radio Show. I've heard of Alex Jones before, probably I often see ads for his independent filmmaker, radio DJ, and I think it's fair to say conspiracy theorist. His documentary, The Obama Deception, keeps popping up in, at least maybe something about my profile on YouTube, but keeps popping up in ads on YouTube. I haven't seen it. I probably should watch it before I comment on it, but based on his own description of the film, it's a bit of a rant against President Obama and the way he was elected and what he really is and what he represents, which for Alex Jones, of course, like everything, eventually comes down to the New World Order, a tyrannical, stealth-like implementation of a global system of authoritarian government. Now, I'm hopelessly biased on this topic because I briefly worked for government, so I guess that makes me part of the problem. But the idea that globalism is necessarily going to turn out authoritarian and tyrannical, unrepresentative, on the one hand, I defend people like Alex Jones ranting on and trying to connect the dots. The problem is, for people like him, it seems everything is connected. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've actually heard him say that on air. Everything is connected. But having worked for government, federal government in my case, so I didn't work for the UN or anything, but having briefly, very briefly, worked for government, I mean, yes, in a sense, everything is connected, in a 7 degrees of separation kind of way. But government, thankfully, government just isn't that organized. And I know that for the conspiracy theorist, hearing someone say that, hearing someone be skeptical about it, just means that either I'm part of the conspiracy or I've had the wool pulled over my eyes. I'm a sheep. I'm a sheeple, not a people. And so although I defend absolutely the right of the conspiracy theorist to make these outrageous claims about black helicopters, in the case of US conspiracy theorists, you know, FEMA death camps and re-education camps being set up. I mean, can anyone actually imagine US citizens working together to build FEMA concentration camps in order to imprison and re-educate anyone who disagrees with the New World Order? I mean, I've met a few Americans. I briefly visited America as a child. They don't strike me as that kind of people. Now, then again, I'm not underestimating. I mean, Germany in the 1920s was a modern industrialized capitalist society. But unlike America, democracy and freedom and liberty had not taken root in the fabric of the society, whereas America, I think, I cannot see America going down that path. And I know the more sophisticated version of the conspiracy theory is that it's not going to be like Nazi Germany. The American people are sleepwalking into tyranny. It's going to be a soft tyranny, what Alex Jones likes to call a scientific tyranny, based on drugging of the water supply, drugging of food, population control, intimidation, political correctness, so on and so forth, which is basically redefining the problem so that it's, and we often see this with more sophisticated conspiracy theories, I think, redefining the claim so that it's undetectable and unrefutable, which brings me to a common bugbear I have. When someone makes a claim that cannot be disproved, cannot be falsified, to use a scientific term, it might be true, but we can have no confidence in its truth. And that's ultimately the problem with Alex Jones. He looks everywhere for evidence. He makes note of the evidence that supports his theories, if I call them theories, and ignores the evidence against. He also often twists the evidence. The reason I'm listening to Alex Jones a lot, I'll cover in the next audio boo.